never did see he was a man afore now, with a man's heart and a man's soul. I never anticipated to see the flocks a real being. In the eyes of a gagger such as King Edward, for the strangeness of love, its flocks, its imperatives, the whole world fosters, makes a brither or a miser. When love filters through the particles of even a tyrant so flawed by his appetite is, he re-entered the world as Diofre the Bark, and joins the percolating universe. It's in the air as the dew rises, frae the marshes and the firth, the breakdown of matter, the atomic's matter, the wavelets and particles of tanzanite up in the water, are filtering through the misties, a dance of becoming it, a song of a longing it, the ether of dancing it, the particles of being it. And the one what dares to sigh for love will nay be killed, nay die. For he's infinitely divisible and fundamentally risible, a laughable, the particles that ripple through his corporeal. Nay matter, nay murder, when love's in the ether. Ye will rise, spray the bog on the dew. Ye transpire, nay expire, ye evaporate it, recoagulate it, and ye never kill a lover when ye dare to love another. His anatomies, all atomies, I ye never kill a lover, even such a gagger and a hog it has killed. And will